Hey, this is Jonathan Goodman, and I have incredibly exciting news. My book, The Obvious Choice, is now available for purchase in Kindle, in Audible, and in hardcover. Anywhere that you find books, please go on Amazon, please go to whatever bookstore you like, buy yourself a copy, buy a copy for a friend. Hope that you absolutely love it. Now let's get into the show.
One thing that I've learned over the years that's kind of quelled my ego is that it's perfectly okay to admire others without desiring the life that they've had to live in order to achieve what they've achieved. There's a lot of people out there that have achieved great things, that have made a lot of money, that have built a lot of great companies, let's say, or even achieved things in sport or in weightlifting. But then you hear about the whole story if you go deep enough to hear the whole story. And, you know, you don't need to look past the fact that at one point, the 10 wealthiest men in the world had 14 combined divorces, or how many bodybuilders, for example, unfortunately, have dropped dead in their 30s or their 40s. And so, you know, there's extremes. Whenever you get to that point of success, of prestige, of accolades, of whatever, there's always extremes, right? I think it's okay to admire when people have made the decision to go to an extreme in their life, to go all out for something, while appreciating that maybe it isn't for you, but it's kind of hard because we don't see the entire story. We only see where they are now. We don't see what they had to do to achieve it. For example, I have a very good friend who has a massive social media following, and he's quite a bit younger than I am. And he came from the same industry and he came up in the same way. I was actually his business coach at one point many years ago when he was getting started. And I now admire what he has in terms of a following, in terms of attention. And, you know, a part of me really wishes that I had it. Feels like I almost deserve it in some way. But I also know what he put into it. There was 5 years where this person spent a minimum of 4 hours a day on Instagram. Usually closer to 6-7 hours a day, where his entire life was studying Instagram, his entire life was networking with others on the platform, and even commenting, responding to people. And so, you know, it's incredible where he is at now. And it's okay for me to admire him. It's okay for me to be happy for him. But I don't desire the life that he's had to live to get there. And I also don't even desire the life that he still has to live now to maintain it. You know, would you want that much attention on you every single day? I think some probably would, some probably wouldn't. But what I can tell you for certain is that there's no way that I would give up 4-5+ years of my life, 4 hours a day to social media in exchange for a bigger platform today. There's not. And so that's what I mean when I say that it's okay to admire what others have without desiring it for yourself. You have to appreciate the whole story. You have to appreciate that maybe you're in your chapter 1 or 2 or 3 and they're in their chapter 10 and they also had a chapter 1 or 2 or 3 in order to get there. And what they did to get to their chapter 10 might not be something that you're willing to do or ever do. Or you just simply have not done that yet.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to invite you to buy a copy of my new book. It's called The Obvious Choice. And instead of me telling you about how good it is, what I'm going to do is just read a couple of the endorsements of others. So the first is from Jason Pfeiffer. He's the editor-in-chief for Entrepreneur Magazine. So you can imagine this guy has seen a lot of business books. Here's what he said about The Obvious Choice. He said, if you want to win in business without feeling like you have to win the internet, get this book. It can help any marketer, small business owner, and entrepreneur. Okay, here's another one from Harley Finkelstein. He is actually the president of Shopify. Again, if you want to find somebody who knows how to sell stuff, particularly sell stuff online, but really anywhere, like somebody who is the president of Shopify probably knows what he's talking about. So here's what he said. He said, consider this required reading for anyone running a small business. Goodman nails it when it comes to business insights. This book is filled with timeless advice, and unlike so many other business books, it's a joy to read. Every entrepreneur is going to get actionable takeaways from this read. If you're selling something, you need this book in your life. Trust me, you won't regret it. There's more endorsements you'll find on the Amazon page. Those aren't the only two, of course, but I'll stop there. Please go and buy a copy of the book. It's in hardcover, it's in Kindle, it's in audio, on Amazon, wherever you find books. Hope that you absolutely love it.